Bandy, you beat Ramsbottom, fourth in the table, unbeaten until today. You must be pleased with that.
Yeah, the last couple of games since the FA Cup game, like I say, that's three clean sheets on the bounce. Everyone's fighting for each other. Subs, as I said, the subs have come on. They're not down in the dumps. If they're only getting 10, 15 minutes, they're seeing it's a team game at the end of the day. So I didn't see them getting a goal today. So Keenan, Mark Righty out of the game, said he's their main danger man. But pleasing a couple of years, maybe last season, when they were on top, they might have got a goal and gone on and won it, but there's a different bunch of lads now. They chase everything.
When you were 1-0 up, did you not worry at all? Because they did have, I think they had a header that skimmed the bar and there was one mistake by the defence that let them through.
Last couple of games, it's just, again, when it's going for you and results are decent, you sometimes think, well, that's their only chance at game. And like I say, great second goal, two we don't line. Onto Liam. Liam's crossed it and Ellis got across his man and put it in. Oh, it's pleasing to watch him.
Is that first goal you scored something you practice on the training ground with McClellan sort of free kick in and him sort of shadowing in at the back?
I'm not telling you that.
You're not telling you that?
Well, you've got two big centre halves, they've both gone in. The two lads on their side have gone for Tom Dean. It's just left it open for Jamie. I don't think he knew much about it and it's hit him, but again. Tom's 6 foot five and 6 foot four. If you whip, great delivery by two. We could have had another one a couple of minutes later from the same sort of position. Jamie's been playing well. Tom's the only one who gets a goal, so it's nice for Jamie to get a goal in.
And no red cards today. You must be pleased with that, I take it.
Yeah, well, Carlton suspended, so no. today again, a bit naughty in little parts of the game.
It was a fractious match in some ways.
I think every game this season, it's been like a cup final. It's been 100 miles an hour, people going in for tackles. So if you miss timing, it looks worse than what it is. Again, their lad got sent off in the last minute.
That was just petulance, though, that.
Yeah, well, I think. But he got booked early for a daft tackle. So he's gone and done that where the ref's not giving it and he's punched the ball away. So,
is there any sort of history between the clubs? Because they seemed in a real bad mood from quite early on.
I don't know. Say years ago you had Bernard and John up there, and obviously it used to be me and Ackers, and they're more fisticuffs on the side, but I don't know. Again, they're doing well, not lost until today, and we're trying to get up with them, so just got to keep the run going. Away, tough game on Tuesday away at Scarborough now. I think they've won 2-0 in the cup, so it's on 4G, but we go there full of confidence.
And it's a long trip there as well.
Well, I'll set off tonight and stay in a caravan Monday night. No, it's, if you want to be up there, you've got to go. Place like Scarborough, South Shields, Kendal, things like that. 2-3 hours stuck in traffic, but hopefully it brings the lads together.
You had a new loan signing today, Marco Basic from Halifax. You're not tempted to give him 5 minutes?
Well, again, we're not sometimes going to make subs for subs' sake. It was people getting injured or little knocks there or chiring. Sort of went with the people we sort of know. Marco will get his minutes.
How long is he with you for? A month?
A month. Technically on Thursday night training, scary. But again, they've got probably 6 or 7 games this month. It's a squad game, so he will get minutes.
Great, cheers.
Cheers.